So we're going to talk about venetoclax and HMA in a second, but another possible consideration, I guess, would be Glazedejib, the hedgehog inhibitor. Mm-hmm. Was that something you considered in her?
Yeah, Glazedejib's an interesting drug. It's an inhibitor of the hedgehog pathway. It inhibits the protein smoothin, which is thought to be important for leukemic stem cell maintenance. And it's been tested in a few different settings. There's randomized data giving it with low-dose cytarabine to patients who are unfit for induction. And in that setting, the drug was associated on a randomized phase 2 study, not a phase 3, but a phase 2 study, with improved survival in the combination arm. So, you know, based on those data, the drug was approved for use in patients who were unfit for induction. But there are a few things to pay attention to in that study. One is the drug was not non-toxic. It had a significant amount of GI toxicity. It's a little bit hard to take in terms of both anorexia and nausea. And in patients that I've taken care of who've been on that drug, that's been an issue in terms of tolerability, but people can get through it, and people who do get through it seem to do better than low-dose Ara-C. The big question we have is, though, you know, is this really an improvement over what they would receive with, say, a hypomethylating agent, which would be our preferred standard approach prior to the approval of venetoclax, because we don't use a lot of low-dose Ara-C frontline. And it's not that the low-dose Ara-C is not an active regimen, it's just not as commonly used in the U.S. It's more commonly used in Europe. And in that setting, I think this may be an advance for those patients, although the approval's in the U.S., because low-dose Ara-C has a relatively low CR rate, and when you compared almost anything against it, there really haven't been survival improvements, even when we've seen improvements in response rate. So that's what's notable about this study, is it actually did that. There are very few studies, if any studies, that show improvement in overall survival comparing something plus low-dose Ara-C to low-dose Ara-C alone. But if you look at how much low-dose Ara-C these patients on the study got, it was relatively little. There's very poor adherence to the low-dose Ara-C. So I wonder whether if we really just treated those patients, you know, more aggressively, adhering to the regimen, said you really need to stay on, if there had been a placebo control on the study, we would have seen this. This was an open-label study. And again, it's not powered for an overall survival benefit at phase 3, although it did show improvement in the randomized phase 2 context. In our practice, we've not found it to be a clear win over the results we're seeing with venetoclax and hypomethylating agent, so we're not using it very often. I could imagine in a patient who's had hypomethylating agent and venetoclax therapy previously, however, it's important to know that there are alternatives, and we see this. We see patients with high-risk MDS who get all manner of therapy trying to get into a response and just don't respond, and I think we need to try all options for these patients if for some reason they're not candidates for more intensive therapy and don't have targetable mutations, and that's not an insubstantial number of patients who are out there. So I think the drug will be used. I just don't know that it's going to be frontline therapy for everybody walking in the door.